The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you haven't heard already, I may have mentioned it in passing at the start of the show, but I am, you know, officially, as of now, a world record holder, a Guinness World Record holder. Andrea Gilligan as well, I guess. We should give some mention to Andrea because Andrea officially dressed me as a Christmas tree earlier today. This is no word of a lie. In a Guinness World Record time of 1:09. Now, the man who adjudicated this, made it official, was one David Wilson. David is a Guinness World Record adjudicator. That's his job title. He flew in especially for this record attempt. And I'm delighted to say he's hung around long enough to chat to me. Now, David, thank you so much for being here today. Is this the type of thing you do on a day-to-day basis?
It's part of my role. I work as at Guinness World Records HQ, so my life is records. But going out to see live record breaking is always a treat. And coming to see you guys today has been wonderful.
So tell me, how does one become a Guinness World Record adjudicator?
Well, there's a rigorous training process. You've got to have a swift eye and a finger on the stopwatch at all times. There's a training process, but some enthusiasm and some hard work and
yeah. Where does the enthusiasm come from? Did you grow up watching, you know, the Chris Akabusi and all
Akabusi
of that?
Had the books growing up.
Oh yeah.
And, when I realised it was a possibility to become an adjudicator, yeah. I was over the moon. It's one of those jobs that you don't really think exists. So when you realise it does, if you get the chance, you've just got to take it.
Ah, brilliant. And tell me, you mentioned the stopwatch. Are most records people trying to do something in a time? Is that the big one?
We have a lot of the fastest time to records. We've got a lot of the most in 30 seconds, most in a minute. So they include a stopwatch.
Okay.
Being handy with a stopwatch is very helpful for this role.
And would you ever, like, are there situations whereby you've got to look back on video evidence if it's a most in 30 seconds type thing to make sure your count is right?
Well, there's some records that, with the best will in the world, are very difficult to watch with the naked eye. Something that comes to mind is the most skipping rope skips in 30 seconds.
Oh, that's impossible, I'm saying.
The speed that those people are skipping at is really hard to watch it. So we just try to give the fairest review we can. So sometimes we need the help of video evidence.
I guess in the last 10 years, we've got the super slow-mo. You know, we're all used to it on Sky Sports and stuff. But actually, it probably helps you guys a load.
It does. The amount of times I've said, that's not slow enough. Let me slow it down further to count, to count stuff.
So what's the strangest record that you've had to adjudicate on?
So one that I've adjudicated on in fairly recent times was the fastest time to eat 500 grams of mozzarella.
Oh my God.
Which
half a kilo, I'm just trying to think of it. Right.
So if you think of, if you went into any shop and bought a ball of mozzarella.
Yeah.
That's 250 grams.
So two balls.
So it's two balls. So it's a lot.
It sounds a bit like a Bush Tucker challenge or something now, the way we're describing it. So when people sit down to eat these two balls, how quick did they do it?
They did it in 1 minute. 2.34 seconds.
Okay.
That was Leah Shukheva from the UK.
And you have to fully swallow, chew it down and swallow, because that's the challenge, I'm sure.
Open the mouth at the end and the mouth has to be clear. And you've got me looking into your mouth.
Yeah, and how do you, what's clear? You know what I mean? Like, as in, you know, a few little bits of white. Well, is it up to your discretion?
It's not. The guidelines are there to make sure that it's not on an opinion base.
Okay.
So I'm following the same guidelines that the applicant gets. And we've just got to make sure that everything follows those guidelines to the letter.
I'm sure there's situations there whereby you go off to adjudicate and it's not the result people want. It's disappointing.
No. I did a fitness attempt and we had 250 people in an open space in London and we just weren't able to award the Guinness World Records. Because the attempt wasn't there and it's heartbreaking because people want to be officially amazing. And if they don't, but it encourages people to maybe go away, come back, work harder, get a bit more organised and let's come out and make it official.
So how often do people get in touch, say, and they have come up with a completely new record?
Oh, all the time.
We're
getting applications in every day for new ideas and we encourage them.
Yeah.
All our records have to fit certain criteria, though. That's the thing to remember.
Okay.
They have to be measured by a single superlative, so fastest, longest, type thing. They okay. have to be standardizable and they have to be measurable. And they have to represent an element of skill. So there's lots of criteria that we have to follow before we can say, yeah, we'll create that into a Guinness World Records title.
And I assume, so myself and Andrea have set this record today of just over a minute and 9 seconds for dressing me as a Christmas tree. I assume now that that goes out there, immediately what happens is people try and break it.
Well, you become a target. You've got a target on your
back. Yeah,
now.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. So someone will try and do it in a minute and 8 seconds.
Well, a minute and 8 seconds. There might be even be a 45 seconder out there, but we just
oh, my God. I'm not sure if myself and Andrea have it in us to go sub 45 seconds. So, I mean, it's remarkable. I was listening to, and lots of people who listen to the show will be fans of, there's a podcast, The Rest is Entertainment.
Yes.
And they were suggesting today that the number one book sales are slightly down this year. Mm-hmm. Let's not get into all of that. But a consequence of it is they think the Guinness Book of World Records is going to be the number one Christmas book this year.
Well,
it's amazing though, the staying power of it, isn't it?
It is. And
my kids, like you and me, we were kind of Chris Akabusi on the telly and all of that. And my kids to this day, they adore people breaking world records.
I think there's something in everybody that to know who the best in the world at something, no matter what it is interesting.
Yeah.
And no matter what interest you have, there's people who like sports, there's people who like pop culture, art and film, no matter what you're interested in, there's a Guinness World Records that will relate to your interest.
Well, that's it. And relate as well, because I think we can all imagine ourselves trying to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine myself jumping a pole vault as high as Mondo, you know. Well, I can't run 100 metres as fast as Usain Bolt. But you can, you know, I can get dressed as a Christmas tree.
You got dressed as a Christmas tree today. You are visually amazing. But I would encourage all your listeners' kids to have a look online, see what they're interested in, and see if they can break a Guinness World Record.
So, what? Yeah, if people go onto the website, they can kind of find all the detail of the records and they can submit their own suggestion.
They
that
can
way.
Submit their own suggestion, or they can look through our thousands of record titles that are currently active and try break one of those.
How do you get in the book?
Oh, well, that's $1 million question, isn't
it? Yeah, I want to get in the book. I want to get in the book. Come on, David.
Unfortunately, all of our records don't go into the book. It's just not possible. We've got so many records now. But all our records go onto the website and they all have a featured page on the website and a selection go into the book. But it is luck of the draw who goes into the book. But if you don't break a Guinness World Records title, you're definitely not going to get into the book.
All right, you look like too honest a man for me to slip you 20 quid to fix that draw. David, listen, it's been a real pleasure today. I had great fun earlier with Andrea and everybody else. Half the office came to watch us as well. And all those videos, they're up on our different social channels. And who knows, maybe you'll be back. If someone breaks our record, we'll have to bring you back to go sub 45 for the Christmas tree.
To come back and see you guys.
David Wilson, Guinness World Record adjudicator. David, thank you.
Thank you so much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.